T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brett Perez is the senior NBA producer at the Action Network. You can always follow him on Twitter at Worldwide Wob. Connor, let's make him the Q&A of the day.
The best in sports. Now it's time for the Eric Hasseltine Show Q&A of the day on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You can see Rob's work over at the Action Network. He's the senior NBA producer. Go check out his outstanding interview series, One-on-One, in which it is very appropriately named, in which he goes one-on-one with very key figures from the NBA. Rob, let's start here. We had a Shams bomb today, so the biggest news here that certainly affects Grizzlies and those in this market, it appears Austin Rivers, once sworn mortal enemy of the 901, it appears he is headed to the Bluff City. There seems to be some, I hope you're sitting down for this, Rob. There seems to be some disagreement on Twitter about what Austin Rivers would bring to the Grizzlies. But in your opinion, what would he bring to the Grizzlies?
First of all, it's very difficult for me to say something nice about Austin Rivers just because I'm a diehard Tar Heel fan, and he went to Duke, and we have a long history ourselves.
Mm.
Honestly, just looking at it, I feel unfulfilled because Kelly Oubre was there, right?
I know.
And Kelly Oubre is a difference maker, exactly what the Grizzlies needed. How many times have I been on this show telling you guys you need a wing player that can get you open buckets and make corner threes? And there is not a better person out there that's available, not named Kelly Oubre Jr. So, and then you deliver me Austin Rivers. It's like I asked for a PlayStation 4 and you gave me a Sega Dreamcast. That's kind of what I feel like, right? Sega Dreamcast is cool, so I don't want to put Sega Dreamcast down. But that's the type of, like, this is not what I had anticipated. And it's really just I feel like it's another Mike Conley, that's not as good as Mike Conley. It doesn't do anything for me. Sheldon Mack's been holding down the fort on the point guard side. I know he's been overachieving, but it's not there, that's all. It didn't make me get up out of my seat.
I think there seems to be the common thought is that it won't really affect Sheldon Mack as the backup point guard, and even really the third point guard who's now starting to at least make a little bit of a name for himself. He appears to be becoming the new mediocre guard that Memphis will fall in love with, Javon Carter. It appears to me that this is more of a situation of, it turns out that Marshawn Brooks, a guy who was playing in China this time last year, and Wayne Seldon, a guy that's really struggled to be consistent for any part of his career, though he has obviously all the physical gifts of anyone, it appears to be you're going to hitch your wagon to Austin Rivers kind of at that position.
Yeah, and while things were good with the Grizzlies, we were saying everyone's expendable on this team, not named Jaren Jackson Jr., Mike Conley Jr., and Marc Gasol. And Dylan Brooks better turn into Scottie Pippen real quick. And he's a good player, don't get me wrong. And he's probably got potential and all that. But everybody is expendable when your free agency signings are Austin Rivers and Joakim Noah. To bring in an upgrade of Kelly Oubre's status to keep Dylan Brooks. And I understand, like, the whole Marshawn versus Dylan, that all went down. I don't know if Dylan is that much better that it can kill a Kelly Oubre trade. Just the pieces that have come in, like you talked about Carter, it's working out because the team is still over 500, but at what point are these guys going to regress to the mean? Because we know the Grizzlies are playing to their max potential with what they have. And when you've got Mike Conley Jr., a ridiculous stat here that I looked up before I called in. Mike Conley Jr., how important he is, not only to the city of Memphis on and off the court, specifically on in this case. He is plus 15. The Grizzlies are plus 15 compared to when he's on the court versus when he's off. That is a 15.5-point difference. And to give you some comparison, the Lakers are only 5 points better when LeBron James is on the floor. So when Mike Conley isn't being superhero of Memphis, this team is arguably one of the worst teams in the Western Conference, which we saw last year and years past. So we've got to find a way to get this guy some help. And I just don't know if a dollar store version of him is the answer.
Well, the good news, Rob, though, is now he's got a hamstring injury.
Yeah, it's something different every time. I mean, you can't blame him. He's playing 40, 45 minutes every night, and he's one of the smallest guys on the court still playing the same way he does. He talked about it, you know, in the interview we did with him, that he's not changing his game, but he's weary of when he's diving for loose balls and he's trying to out-rebound these seven-footers. He's going to get beat up pretty quickly, so he has to play for the sake of his team. He has to find ways to still be that aggressive while not getting hurt, and I just don't know how that's possible when you're a normal-sized human like Mike Conley is, which just his greatness makes it even more eye-popping because he is not one of those Giannis Antetokounmpos who can dribble once from half court and dunk the ball. No, he's just like the rest of us. And when he's not out there, the team is 15.5 points worse. That is insane.
Talking, of course, with Rob Perez, the senior NBA producer over at the Action Network. Go subscribe now to the Action Network. Go follow Rob on Twitter, at Worldwide Rob. And then, of course, you mentioned the falling through of the Kelly Oubre trade. Can you ever recall a situation in which a three-team deal fell apart because one team had two guys with the same last name in the deal, and neither side that was involved knew which one they were referring to?
No, and as soon as this happened, I went to Twitter and I asked the question. I said, what other teams is this even possible with? And there was one good answer. It's the Miami Heat. They have Tyler Johnson and James Johnson. So if you ask for Johnson, you're going to have to specify which one you want. And maybe
and that can be problematic just in general.
Yeah, for real, because and they're mm-hmm. also completely different players. But
yeah.
And then you also have the Morris brothers when they were playing together on Phoenix. You need
oh, yeah.
to specify which one you want to trade for. So we have this case here where you're asking for Brooks, and I just imagine James Jones sitting in Phoenix with his phone. There's a group chat going on between the Wizards, Grizzlies, and Suns, and he's just saying the word Brooks over and over again, thinking that if I just continue to say Brooks and get this deal to the finish line, they're not going to say no when I say, oh, I meant Dylan Brooks. And I think he actually tried that. I don't have any inside information on that, but I want to see the receipts on that group text because everyone thought it was Dylan Brooks until the finish line, supposedly, and now we're in a he said, she said game. But I have never seen a situation like that, and there's only so many scenarios in the current NBA with the last name Brooks and the last name Johnson. I'm sure there's a Gerald Green and something else Green out there, too.
Don't bring up anything that might remind us of Jeff Green.
Right. That, just a case like that. There's only so many that can currently happen in the league.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you this, and I'm not trying to put you in a difficult position, but I floated around the idea of whether or not Ernie Grunfeld knew whether or not Marshawn Brooks was even on the Grizzlies. Percentage chance that he had no clue that Marshawn Brooks was a Grizzly?
Yeah, I have no connection to Ernie Grunfeld, so I don't know the answer to that question. But if the name Brooks is being thrown around, you know, Marshawn Brooks was playing in China. He was playing international, trying to just make it back to the league.
Multiple 10 days last year. He was on multiple 10 days.
Like, I don't blame someone for not knowing who Marshawn Brooks is unless they're an NBA nerd like ourselves and everyone listening to this. And to Marshawn Brooks' credit, he's actually played well for what you signed up for.
You know, heck yeah.
Didn't expect him to carry the second, third team offense like he's doing. Last night he's out there in Golden State. The only one that can get you a bucket is Marshawn Brooks. So I don't know why Ernie Grunfeld doesn't want to, you know, I'm just kidding. But, it's... The Brooks situation will go down as one of the weirder moments in NBA history, which is saying something because it happens once every night in this league.
Do you think in February and even into March, the Grizzlies will look back on that deal and say that we should have even pulled the trigger, even if it was getting rid of Dylan Brooks?
Hindsight is poison, especially looking back on all these woulda, coulda, shouldas of the NBA. If Garrett Temple were to ever go down, you know, not having Kelly Oubre there to fill his spot and what he was going to be complementary to what Garrett Temple does, I think that's when it will shine most because Garrett Temple's really got a lot on his shoulders and being that one guy that can make an outside jump shot for you and run the baselines. So once the injuries start to happen, like I've said all year, they need depth on this team because someone's going to go down. And as soon as they do, I don't know if any of these bench guys can play starters minutes. And when I see Jaren Jackson Jr. only getting, he's played 30 minutes or less, 9 out of his 10 last games. And I'm like, who are you putting in his place? And the answer is to Michael Green, who's a nice player. But when you have Jaren Jackson Jr., he needs to be running 35 minutes a game because he's the youngest guy in the league. It's like not like his body can't handle it. And, again, Jermichael's nice, but don't you want to put out your second or third best player in clutch situations? He's not getting into foul trouble anymore, so there's no excuses. I have a lot of questions here, and I'm hoping the Grizzlies figure it out before it's too late.
I just feel like it always comes back to the same answer when you bring up that issue. It doesn't matter if you're talking about the Grizzlies. It doesn't matter. You pick a team that's got a young star that's not only shown promise but has actually produced. It feels like every single fan base has the same complaint. And think about, like, it doesn't matter, in my opinion, if it's high school football, if it's, you know, college basketball, if it's baseball. It's like coaches, even at the professional level, coaches just consistently defer to the option that has more experience just like in late game situations. And it's like, to me, like, that is just something that is just so, you know, wash, rinse, repeat that, like, I just feel like it's a here we go again thing.
Well, how else is he going to learn is my question. So if he's not out there in those final minutes, he's going to have to at some point. And Jaren Jackson Jr.'s case is only similar to DeAndre Ayton in that, like, Ayton is probably behind Devin Booker as the best player on the Suns. In the Memphis Grizzlies, you've got your starters who are great, and then you got everybody else. So who are you putting in there to replace him that's worth Jaren Jackson Jr. not getting that experience? And I'm not a head coach. There's a reason why I'm not in the front office, because they know a lot more than I do. And there's probably a very specific reason as to why Michael Green and those guys are out there instead of Triple J at the end of games. But from someone that just religiously watches League Pass and knows how good this kid is, it would be in my best interest if I was in that front office. If I'm not going to win these games, I'm sure as hell going to get Jaren that play time so that when we do get the help that we need and those reinforcements to come off the bench, Jaren's ready to go. That's really the biggest question that I have, in addition to why did you not just trade Dylan Brooks for Kelly Oubre?
Yeah, I just keep in my head seeing, like, the scene in which Loki looks at Thanos and says, you know, if you need a guy with experience, I've got experience. And then Thanos just kind of deadpans, well, if you consider failure experience. And then Loki comes back with, I consider experience. That just kind of, like, it just feels like that whole debate. And I'm completely with you. Like, at the end of the day, like, you gotta let him swim. I understand he's the youngest player in the league right now, but at the same time, like, even if he makes mistakes that get you beat, he has the athleticism to recover and make plays that no one else can do on the roster. Like, I just think when you've reached this point now where you've lost, I think, 9 of your last 13, you're clearly headed in the wrong direction, you're trying to get through this December grind, like, man, why not just take the young springboard guy?
Yeah, ultimately it comes down to the Grizzlies are going to play their style of basketball. They're grit and grind. They're built around defense. I've flexed my muscles on here long enough about them being the pothole of the league, and that all works as long as Mike Conley Jr. continues to be a superhero, as long as Marc Gasol can continue to stretch the floor and be the offense. But the moment that one of those things stops, that's the problem with the way the Grizzlies play, is they have to check every single box to be able to do this over the course of an 82-game season where you can't turn injuries off like it's a game of NBA 2K. So when they start facing adversity, it's not from a philosophical or mental problem that the Grizzlies have. It's just they don't have the bodies. So at some point, something's got to change, and that's either in the form of the personnel or the style that you play, because grinding it out with Carter and Mack and Joakim Noah, at some point, they're going to give up a bucket, because that's the way the NBA is today. They're going to foul someone, and there's going to be two free throws. Then what happens at the other end? You got no one that can score. So I'm beating the drum here on the same issues, but I'm doing it because it just hasn't been addressed yet.
All right, speaking of teams that can't score and things of interest to you, when you see the headline yesterday that Dolan would consider selling the Knicks, did you even allow yourself to consider that possibility?
Absolutely not. Definitely. You know how many times the Knicks have been down this road with Dolan? And it's more than – at some point, Dolan is – I mean, he's clear that he has other interests. He likes playing in his band. Every Knicks fan would sell out his concert just to get him to sell the team, right? We'd show up. We'd cheer you. We'd be very positive for you. That's what you want, okay? The problem is that James Dolan owns the Rangers, the Knicks. He's got a chair. He's on the board with Madison Square Garden. You don't just sell the Knicks in New York. You have to sell a network. He has a monopoly on the cable networks here. So it's not just as easy as I feel like selling. Even if he said that today, it would take a decade to get through the process of being a part of a publicly traded company removing its board.
Yeah, I don't want to say like that the headline was misleading, but basically the whole story was, well, yeah, if somebody made me a great offer, of course I would sell. It's like, well, that's basically anybody with any asset. Like, yeah, if you blow me away with an offer, like, I have a price. Like, you know what I mean?
Everyone's got a number, no matter how much money you have. But if you're a billionaire, I mean, a like very, very rich billionaire that's cash flow positive in every way, the last thing you need is more money. You know, he's had money his whole life. And when you take away maybe the one thing that he still has that he can put his name on, that's worth a lot more than cash. And I think a lot of people, whether you have money or not, can relate to that. So I don't believe it because we've been down this road before, and it'll likely just sputter out.
All right, then last question. What the heck is going on in Chicago?
that's another good question. I mean, the fact that they had to form a leadership committee is really funny. That's really funny. And it's actually, I guess it's sad for some people, especially Bulls fans, but I will say this about Boylan. Like, he went full Jeff Van Gundy last night in that little OKC skirmish where Robin Lopez is out there picking fights. Boylan comes out of nowhere and puts Jeremy Grant in a rear naked chokehold and starts pulling him away from the fight. So maybe that's the moment that he's like, I'm willing to fight for my players if they're not willing to fight for me. And the players will see that. Maybe the season will get turned around. But at this point, you have to figure that guard packs are going to go down with the Titanic, as they always do. And they're looking forward to either R.J. Barrett or Zion Williamson. So you can't blame them for that.
Rob, we always appreciate your time, my man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.